Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me at the start of a new week. I'll introduce you to a new word in a moment, but first a reminder that I want to send you this free book by Dr. Charles Stanley called Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear. All you have to do to receive it in the mail is send me an email or a letter today. In your brief note, simply mention your mailing address. If there is some topic you're interested in me discussing on Definition, and if you have a prayer request, some way in which I can pray specifically for you or someone you know who needs prayer. So, it's your mailing address, and only if you want to, a topic you'd like me to address here on Definition, and a prayer request. If all you did was write to say you listen, you'll get this free copy of Finding Peace from a true godly gentleman, a pastor, and someone I have learned from, Dr. Charles Stanley. This is my gift to you when you write, and my addresses will be given in just a few more minutes. I look forward to hearing from you this week. The word I want to talk with you about this week, defining it within the context of the Bible, is beauty. Beauty. And let me introduce this word this way, speaking today about its opposite. The antonym for beauty is ugly, and I think you'll agree we're living in an ugly time. Glancing across the landscape of America, there is a whole lot of ugliness found in the way we are treating one another, the way one thinks of another, the way one speaks of another, the way one acts towards another. It is not beautiful, but ugly. It's ugly in Washington, the nation's capital, all right, but this ugliness spreads well beyond the boundaries of D.C., and it's very disturbing. It's gotten so ugly, in fact, that any small act of kindness or common decency is viewed as a minor miracle. These days, if you so much as let a car pass in front of you in traffic, or open a door for a stream of people coming that way behind you, you're likely to get a look that says, "Are you crazy? Why are you being so polite?" It is almost like others question your motive for being nice and courteous. And this ugliness in interpersonal relationships is even worse online, where people can say the nastiest things to and about one another and then hide behind the anonymity of it all. Men and women will make the meanest comments to people they do know, but also to people they have absolutely no relationship with and never will even meet. But because this takes place in cyberspace, that somehow makes it all right. I've spoken to many people who are distraught over this, and not everyone I speak with are Christians. In fact, sadly, some Christians I know participate in the ugliness. This should not be. We live in an ugly time, and the question is, how do we cope with this? What are we to do about it? How do we react to this? Well, as always, much can be said, but I want to propose to you this week that an integral part of our answer has to be to focus on beauty. By this, I do not mean the beauty of God's creation, such that we find in the sky, the moon on a cloudless night, the sunshine, and the wind whistling through the leaves as they change their colors. Although watching that beauty will definitely cheer you, nor do I mean the beauty of a handsome man or a pretty woman. So what do I mean by beauty? Find out tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.